KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have some dense fog, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for fog this morning. Partly cloudy skies today with a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Red Oak say a 17-year-old male was issued a juvenile referral last night for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, a simple misdemeanor. That after officers were sent to investigate a suspicious vehicle in the 400 block of East Joy Street at around 10:15 p.m. Police located the vehicle where it was parked and made contact with the juvenile, who was issued the referral and then released to the custody of his parents. Because of his age, the teen's name was not released. Police in Council Bluffs say the suspect in a convenience store robbery that took place early Tuesday morning was apprehended without incident a little after 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. 28-year-old Ryan Ross of Bellevue, Nebraska, was taken into custody at a residence in the 600 block of South 1st Street. Ross was arrested on a warrant for robbery in the third degree. Earlier, authorities had said Ross entered the Quick Shop at 3632 Avenue G in Council Bluffs at around 2:25 a.m. Tuesday and had demanded money from the cashier after the clerk handed him an undetermined amount of cash. Ross fled the store in a vehicle, and video surveillance was able to get the vehicle's license plate number. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning passed a resolution in opposition to Iowa Senate Study Bill 1045 and Senate File 184, which were recently passed by the Senate Committee on Transportation, and it's designed to help, among other things, the Northeast Iowa logging industry. Board Chair Steve Byer said the bill, if passed, would allow for an increase in the amount of loads being transported on county roads.
The state wants to approve permits to all up to 130,000 pounds on non-primary highways throughout Iowa without having to give notice or contact local county engineers or anyone else. And this would be quite a bit over the usual limit of 80,000.
Byer said that would leave the county footing the tab for repairs to roads and bridges. Supervisor John Hartkopf said there were other costly issues to consider without having with having that size of a load as well.
In some cases, you wouldn't even know necessarily when these large loads went over.
We'd be spending
a lot more.
An incredible amount of money on signage, that's the thing. And we have a lot of bridges that aren't structurally, they're just old bridges. Really can't handle
it. Supervisor Steve Green said it would be costly to have the 228 county bridges reinspected before they're allowed to handle the heavy loads. The resolution passed by the supervisor strongly urges all Iowa lawmakers to vote in opposition to the legislation. Cass County Engineer Charles Bechtold says there's other opposition to the bill as well.
And the County Engineers Association, that's what we'd like to move them, said the same thing. It's a political issue because they're not listening to us.
Harkov's added that he would like to know who's behind the door that's pushing the legislation. The board feels there is another entity or entities behind the logging industry, or besides the logging industry, who would benefit from the load change. In other business, Bechtold informed the supervisors there are some roads still closed in Cass County due to flood damage, especially in the Griswold area. Quimby Road, he said, sustained significant damage.
That's when the issue came up about the ice. I showed some of you guys that just said ice. Big chunk of ice on the road, like 18 inches thick.
A woman from Pottawatomie County struck one of the icebergs as Green caused it, causing her car to be wedged onto it and off the ground. Bechtold said they're working to repair roads as time and weather allowed. One of the issues is getting road rock from the Schulberg Rock Quarry, which has a great deal of water in the pits. The water has to be pumped out, and he says that's a job that could take weeks, if not months. A regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council will be held this evening at 5:30 at City Hall, and on their agenda is recognition of the Atlantic High School state speech and state wrestling teams. The council will also act on an order accepting an amendment for the Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grant, a resolution for which was approved in July of 2017 and is between the State of Iowa's Enhance Iowa Board and the City Council. The grant for $175,000 is for ongoing park development of the Schulberg Recreation Area and Campground. The agreement requires all grant purchases to be completed by April 31st. Work still remains on the project, though, that should be complete before the end of the summer, and former Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm was able to obtain an extension from the board to complete the project by no later than November 30th. The council must formally amend the agreement at the request of the state. In the funeral announcements, Bill Getzinger, age 67, of Westphalia, died March 13th. A mass of Christian burial for William Bill Getzinger will be today at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ida Heim, age 95, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ida Heim will be today at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Sullins, age 90, of Casey, died Friday. Funeral services for Robert Sullins will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Verla Fulton, age 93, of Oakland, died Friday. Graveside services for Verla Fulton will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Thurman Cemetery in Thurman. The Lus Hills Funeral Home of Carson is in charge of the arrangements. Sarah Liz Kalbach, age 79, of Stewart, died March the 6th in Adel. A celebration of life for Sarah Elizabeth Liz Kalbach will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dorothy Kengel, age 80, of Erling, died Monday at the UNMC in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Dorothy Kengel will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Cody McIntyre, age 37, of Des Moines and formerly of the Stewart and Menlo areas, died March the 4th. A gathering of family and friends for Cody McIntyre will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Harold Rush, age 74, of Randolph and formerly of the Atlantic and Walnut areas, died Monday at the Tabor Manor. Memorial services for Harold Rush will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Crawford Marshall Funeral Chapel in Tabor. Lois Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died March 16th in Colorado Springs. Graveside services for Lois Nelson will be this Saturday at 2:30 at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Eleanor Hoover, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 9th. Memorial services for Eleanor Hoover will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Atlantic High School. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Bob Vogesser, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Bob Vogesser will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dennis Karstens, age 76, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Osceola. Services for Dennis Karstens are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.